want to talk today about something that we think is definitely dead, and I am going to question that. But first, let's pray. Can I ask you as you sit, would you put a hand on your head and another one on your heart? You don't have to if you're uncomfortable, but we pray in Jesus' name that your word, not my word, your word would come into our minds today. And that we would not be closed to what you have to say. And equally, we pray for our hearts, that they would be soft and pliable for you, and that you would touch us emotionally as well as mentally. In Jesus' name, amen. Is something definitely dead? Sometimes we're not sure. I want to speak today on something. We're 30 years as a church in January, so we're going to have a party celebrating 30 years, but in the 30 years, to my memory, I've never preached on a very well-known Bible verse or Bible chapter, which is from Ezekiel 37. That's in the Old Testament, and it's all about dead bones. So many of you know it, and for some of you, it's new. Can I also welcome everyone watching on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or listening on podcast. It's good to have you here. And all the people here in person are going to give you a big round of applause and say, thank you for joining us. And when it comes to dead bones, they tell us a lot of things. I've been quite fascinated personally at the discoveries made with science and dead bones. Dead bones, besides telling you whether you were male or female, can tell what age you were when you died, what diseases you may have suffered from, what caused your death. It can even tell you, based on the minerals in the water of the district you grew up, where you originally came from. There were famous bodies found in Cork years ago, and we discovered, or I didn't, they did, that they grew up in Norway, but they were Vikings and moved here. There were others who grew up, and for all those from Ukraine, they grew up in the Ukraine area and the Baltic area, and somehow they came to Cork 1,000 years ago. So dead bones can tell us a lot. It reminds me of when I was a teenager, about 18 or 19. I used to go and meet my buddies, my friends, in a pub in Barrack Street called Nancy Spain's Pub. Anybody ever know that? Anyone remember it? A few of the old Cork heads remember it. This was a pub just off Barrack Street. And I think this is interesting. The pub closed down a number of years ago, and they were redeveloping the building, and as they dug the floor, they discovered a whole load of skeletons under the floor of the bar. And when they did the tests on them, they discovered that these guys were about the same age I was when I used to meet my friends there. And not only were they the same age, but they were killed in a battle. In the late Middle Ages, around the 1500s, something called the Irish Nine-Year War. So I was meeting my friends, and we were not Christian at the time, but we were asking each other questions like, does God exist? Is the Bible relevant? Is there a life after death? And all the time we were talking about that, just a meter under our feet were dead bones. We didn't know it at the time. Can I say some of us are living life and there's death underneath you and the dead are gone. But you're letting that shadow over your life. Let the dead bury the dead. Unless God is bringing something to life. Can I say that to someone here? You need to let the death go. They're gone. They love the Lord, you'll see them again. They're gone. So let them go. So there I am, 18 and 19, before I gave my life to the Lord, and we're wondering about all these things. And there are those dead bones of those guys the same age as me, and they were hidden and forgotten for hundreds of years. They didn't even have a proper burial. They never got a grave. They were just dead. So they removed them. And when we look at the Bible passage for today in the Old Testament, Ezekiel the prophet opens this powerful verse chapter 37 with these words: the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he led me to the middle of a valley full of dry, dead bones. These weren't animal bones, they were human bones like you and me. These were the bones of men who died in battle in an army, and they were forgotten, and they were abandoned and left there. But it was the hand of the Lord led Ezekiel there. He didn't choose that valley. God led him there. Sometimes in your life, you find yourself in situations where there's death around. It might be physical death. It could be relationship death. Mental, emotional, all types of things. And sometimes God will lead you there. None of us want to be there. But if God has led you there, if you're a Christian and God has led you to a situation like that, he's up to something good. Yeah. Yeah. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Dry dead bones in our lives, it can be dashed hopes, broken relationships, a dry faith. A faith that's gone really dry. It says in verse 3, the Lord asked me, can these bones live? So God is asking Ezekiel. And Ezekiel answers, oh Lord God, you know. In other words, I don't know the answer. You know, Lord. And some people who are very cynical say, Ezekiel is just sitting on the fence. He's playing a game with God. No, he's not. He genuinely didn't know what was going to happen. But I'll tell you this, he knew God was up to something because God led him there. You see, your faith and my faith, sometimes it's about making a declaration in our lives. We need to declare the truth of God into our marriages, into our families, into our work situation. We need to declare it, but there's other times. We need to simply have a quiet trust in God. I don't know what this is, God, but you've led me here. There's a mystery in my life, but God's fingerprints are all over it, so I'm going to trust him. He'd work it out in his time. Some Christians, some churches are all about declaration, but there's never anything about quiet trust. And then some highly conservative Christians and conservative churches, they never make a declaration. It's all about quiet trust. Can I suggest and submit to you? To choose one or the other is what we call a false dichotomy. In other words, it's a fake argument. You don't have to choose. It's not one or the other. It's not either or, it's also and. If we only declare and we don't have a quiet trust, we're like a bird with one wing trying to fly. If all we ever have is quiet trust, but we never have the courage to make a declaration, then you or I are like a bird with one wing. We need both. Would anyone say amen?
Amen.
This is what Ezekiel knew. God was at work. He just wasn't quite sure what God is up to. Some of us are sitting here this morning and we know that we know that we know God is doing something. Something in our family, something inside us, something in the workplace. God is up to something, but we don't quite know what it is. Is God at work in your life? How many people here would say, there's something happening, I don't really understand it, but I know God is at work. Oh, won't it if it's you? Whoa, gosh, I genuinely am really genuinely impressed and shocked that so many people are in this phase. I know I've been in this a number of times, and I'm not quite sure, but I know God is at work. For example, about a year and a half ago, we had some young Christians, I think they were from Germany, and they reached out and they said, could we use the building and meet up with you for a few hours? And I don't know, was it a Monday or a Tuesday? I met them, and they wanted to go out in the streets and tell people about Jesus, and I said, fine. And for many years, we had held back from that because there wasn't really an openness. We reached out to people in different ways, but I went out with them on the streets that day, and I just observed. And as I watched these random conversations with strangers, I felt God say, the city has changed.
Amen.
The city that was closed and hard isn't closed and hard anymore. Can you hear the sound of rustling in the trees? Can you hear what the Spirit is saying to the church and to his people? Your city is changing. And I was convicted.
Yes.
And I said, God, I don't know what you want us to do exactly, but you're at work.
Amen.
And then we started our public declarations. Remember on Palm Sunday we marched through the streets waving the palms? Who remembers Good Friday when we lit the torches and we marched through the streets with our lit torches? What a declaration. We've got three more public declarations planned for this year. In July, we're hoping to walk 10 minutes up the hill, Patrick's Hill here, and go up to one of the highest places in the city. Very spiritually symbolic. We're going to bury a Bible up there. We're going to have declarations printed out, prayers that Cork would be transformed spiritually, and we're going to invite everyone here to sign that, and we're going to bury a time capsule up in Bell's Field just at the top of the hill. And you know, we're going to sing and we're going to declare, let Cork be transformed.
Amen.
By the power of Jesus. On Halloween night, darkest night of the year, the year of the time of witchcraft and devils and demons, we're going to have a bonfire in our courtyard where you can join us and you can burn something symbolic about your old life and declare, that was the past.
Amen.
But this is the future. Hallelujah. I am not who I used to be. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're
Hallelujah.
Going to open the gates. Even last Friday night when the ladies were getting their barbecue, I was there with the men and we were mixing, but the gates were open and the amount of people walking up and down, looking in and saying, what's going on here? Who are these people? Brothers and sisters, hear the sound of rustling in the leaves of the trees.
Amen.
God is doing something. I don't fully know what yet, but that's an example. We read about Ezekiel. The Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy over these dead bones and declare, here's that word again, declare, I will give you sinews and flesh and skin and I will breathe on you. You will live again and know that I am the Lord. Think of all the broken relationships. Think of all the bodies that are sick. Think of all those struggling with mental health. Think of those who are in terrible debt. The God of the Bible is saying, I will restore. God can't do that, can he?
Yes, he can. And he will.
Pam says he will. Do you think God can do it?
Yes.
I give testimony. I declare. 46 years ago, I invited Jesus into my life. And year after year, I have seen that come true. So don't tell me God can't do it. We have given our whole lives to this. Why? Because God changes lives.
Amen.
God changes cities. And this is a very exciting moment for you and I to be alive. It's a bit like a blind man making a declaration that he's about to see. It's a declaration before the evidence. This is crucial. Many people who are just carnal, there's nothing spiritual in them, will never make a declaration about something until they have it in their hand. The Christian has faith in God. Because again and again and again, in the Bible, in my life, in so many lives here, all over the world, we have seen declaration and then it happens. Because God tests us. He tests us. What is the evidence for Ezekiel? God is here. That's the only evidence you need. God is here. Remember how the sons of Korah, they wrote some of the Psalms and they're going up the hill to Jerusalem because Jerusalem, the city, was up high. And when they would go, they wrote these Psalms. And a bit like Michael was saying earlier, sometimes we don't feel great. Sometimes we feel low. And they felt low and they were spiritual men. And the brothers wrote this, "Why are you so downcast, O my soul? Why so distressed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my help and my God." He didn't feel like praising God, but he said, "I will praise him." So you don't need your emotions to match up with your determination. You make a decision spiritually, and you know what will happen? Your emotions will catch up with it. But if you're waiting for a feeling, you might be waiting a long time because God is testing you. We are more than our feelings. We have convictions. So say amen.
Amen.
Why are you? So he's making a declaration over himself. And sometimes you and I need to do it. Why are you so downcast? Speaking to himself. Sometimes look at your reflection in the mirror and challenge yourself in the name of Jesus. If you feel like it's getting really difficult, do what Jesus did. Get behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Make a declaration. Have a bit of courage. Have courage that God is good and God is for you. He is not against you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And Ezekiel knew this. "So I prophesied," he said, "as the Lord commanded." After he made the declaration of the prophecy, we read, "First I heard a rattle. Then the bones came together. Next sinews," I don't know what that sound is. "After that, flesh. And finally, skin covered them." A lot of people rush over this, but this is the mistake we make. Remember, there was a rattling before anything else happened. Some of us here, there's a rattling in your life. God is about to do some more. But we think the rattling is all there is. God's only beginning. It has not entered the mind of man what God is about to do in our lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First there was a rattling. Then the bones came together. Then the sinews, then the flesh, finally the skin. It didn't all happen together. It was one after the other. For Denise and I, we made a decision. We knew God was in it over a year ago that we were to sell where we live and move to a new place. There was loads of questions. How are we going to do it financially? Will we get to sell the house? Will we find a place to live? And then when we found the place, can we get the trades to do the work and can we manage it? And there was all these questions. But way back last summer, there was a lock-in. The youth church were meeting upstairs right now. Tribe had a lock-in. And there was a whole load of teenagers. And I felt God saying to me, "You need to speak a word called the puzzle." So Denise and I went up and we bought about 15 or 20 puzzles. And we did a competition with the teenagers to see who would get a jigsaw puzzle together the fastest. And then I spoke a word about how our life is like a jigsaw puzzle. God gives us one piece at a time. Don't get greedy. Don't get greedy. Don't say, "God, I want all the pieces." No, doesn't work like that. We walk by faith and not by sight. Not by sight. So one piece at a time. And as we were trying to sell our house, and as we were trying to get finance, and as we were moving, and as we were organizing a refurb of the place we were buying, every step of the way, God would just give us one piece of the jigsaw.
Amen.
And it's like, okay, take a step of faith. And then a couple of days later, another piece. A and then nothing for a week, and then it might get one, two, three in a day, and then nothing for a while. And that's the way it is. And that's what was happening with Ezekiel. One piece at a time. One piece at a time. The problem, and this is the big point I want to make here today. We lose faith, we faint, we give up when it's not all happening at once. I love what T.D. Jakes from Texas Potter's House, very intelligent man, he said this: sometimes, not all the time, you have to let go of the picture of what you thought your life would be like and learn to find joy in the story you are actually living.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You find joy where you are. But Lord, all I have is a bone and a bit of sinew. I want the whole body moving with the skin shining. No, that's what you have for today. I look after tomorrow and the next day. But you have faith for today and find joy in it. But I want to know. Don't be a spoiled brat. Have faith for today. Find joy where you are today. So there's Ezekiel, the prophet, and there's God moving, and all these dead bones came to life, and not only that, they all have skin in them. So they're all fully formed, probably young men, but there was no breath in them. This is the position I want to prophesy and declare in today. Some of us are still struggling with mental health issues. Some of us are still lonely. Some of us still have medical issues we thought we would get over. Some of us still can't pay all of our bills. We know God has helped us up to now, but we're really tired because we thought more would have happened by now. And that's where Ezekiel was. He could have walked away and said, nice parlor trick, God, a nice thing to do, but there's no life here. There's no life here. It reminds me of what I call the Cold War. You have hot wars and you have cold wars. I can remember a couple, many, long time ago, who were coming to the church at the time, and their marriage was really difficult, and they ended up fighting each other. They were screaming, shouting, literally throwing cups and plates across the room. The children were terrified and hiding. I was called in. I tried to help as best I could. And after a while, through prayer and counseling and advice, the fighting stopped. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But it was a cold war. There was no life in the marriage. They weren't fighting anymore, and that was an improvement, but there was no spark between them. There was no kiss, like we saw people kiss today at their anniversary. There was no joy in the house. It was a cold war. The fighting was over, but there was no life there. And you know what, brothers and sisters? It looks better, but there is still no life. And this is what I want to say today. This is where many people stop. We know that it goes on to talk about the breath of God, and that's what I want to look at next week. To me, this is fascinating. But I feel from the Holy Spirit, even though there's a bit of tension about this, even though it's not what we want, God is saying to me today, stop here. Because just because it hasn't all worked out doesn't mean that you give up. God has done so much in our past, but he has more to do in our future.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm sure you're like me. I want it all now. Yeah. I want it all done, Lord, and then I get on with my life. And you know what? No, this is life. God does piecemeal. Sometimes he will miraculously do it all in one time, but usually it's day by day. How did the children of Israel conquer the land? The Bible says, little by little, day by day. That's how they conquered the new territory from the enemy. It was little by little, day by day. In your life, little by little, day by day. And oh, I want Sunday's blessing on a Tuesday. No, little by little, day by day. I know it's May 26th, but I want what I'm going to get in 2030, and I want it today. No, you go through life, and you know what happens as you go through that? You get stronger.
Yeah.
You become more spiritual. You'll be a greater blessing to others because you've been through the hard times. And so, brothers and sisters, could the band come up? My prayer today is twofold. First of all, for those who haven't started the journey, we're going to pray for you and ask and invite you to invite God to start the journey. But then I want to pray for all of us here who are impatient and God is saying, accept the blessing so far. Do you know what it's like as the band comes up? I was driving a couple of months ago here in the city. And one day, I'm always in a rush, if anyone knows me. Is that true, Michael?
Is this true?
It is true, yeah. I'm just one of those people. I love to do things and get as much as I can into the day. And I was driving to go somewhere, but I went through one of the roads here in the city with the speed ramps. You know those bumps in the road? I was going, stupid speed ramps, I can't go as fast as I want. But you know, speed ramps bring life.
Yes.
They protect kids from nutcases like me driving too fast. The older people have a bit of calmness. So speed ramps are good. Sometimes what God is doing in your life is like a speed ramp. After that, I came to a traffic light and it was red. I hate red lights. There's a red light down in the quay there. Every time I come to church, I say to Denise, here we go, the forever red light is coming up again. And it's like green for 3 seconds. And don't you know the person in front of you is just picking their nose or something and they don't go. And I really want to get to church. I hate red lights. But you know what a red light isn't? It's not forever. Just for a period. Hallelujah, Lord. Red lights. Amen. Sometimes we have a red light in our lives. God isn't saying no. He's saying not no. The green light will come. And you know what happened that day as well, a little later? I took a wrong turn and I ended in a cul-de-sac and there was a wall in front of me. So I couldn't go any further. So you and I need to have discernment. Is what's going on in your work, in your marriage, in your body, in your finances, is that a speed ramp? Is it a red light or is it a wall? I can't answer that for you. But I know for a lot of us here, it's a speed ramp. And maybe for some it's just a red light. So can I ask you to stand? We're going to sing that beautiful song, Graves into Gardens. I love the verse where it says, he turns graves into gardens. He turns bones into armies. And we're going to pray for both those things then. But let's sing first. So shall we?
Is
place across the hall and let us give an opportunity for you to see your future change. If you've never invited the Lord into your life, you don't know all the answers. None of us ever did at the beginning, and we still don't know all of them. But you know God is touching you because you sense it. In total privacy, and all I can see are shadows. I'm going to invite you to lift up your hand in just a moment. We won't call you up, but we will say a prayer, all of us together. So if you've never done it, or if you've drifted away and you've fallen away from God, and you're coming back to Him and you want to say, I'm coming back today. For either of those people groups, could you lift a hand in the air just so I know I'm not speaking into the darkness? See your hands. Everyone keep their eyes closed. Give people privacy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Praise God. 8. Okay, hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer, but I want everyone to do it in solidarity. But if you're one of those 8 people, remember the date. It's the 10th of May, the year of our Lord, 2026. And this is the day your name is going to be recorded in heaven.
Hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Just as when we were born physically, there's a birth cert. You can be born again today if you say this prayer with sincerity, and your name will be written in heaven, and that makes you a citizen of heaven. So I'm going to invite all of us to say it in solidarity, but particularly those 8 people. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Change me.
Change me.
Make me new.
Make me new.
Heal me, Lord.
Heal me, Lord.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I turn from my sin.
I turn from my sin.
I want to follow you.
I want to follow you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Be my leader.
Be my leader.
Be my savior.
Be my savior.
Be my best friend.
Be my best friend.
I call on you now.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we give those 8 guys a round of applause? Well done, guys. Remember, when you're going, make sure you pick up a welcome bag. We've got Bibles at the Connect desk. You can pop in there and collect them. And we would love to hear more about you, and we are here to encourage you. I want to pray for the main group here today, and that is those of us who are waiting for something more to happen. We know God has done so much, but we don't want to faint, we don't want to give up at this important juncture. If that's you, would you lift your hand? There's no shame in it, we've all been there. Okay, I see loads of hands going up. I'm going to invite you to come and join me at the top, because we're going to declare and pray into your life just over the next 5 minutes. So we'll sing the chorus again. Please leave your seat and own your prayer. Come up to the top. Your body will tell your soul you're taking this seriously. So shall we.
I'm not afraid.
Your hands before God. And I'm going to ask you to say something now. Before we pray, the words, I will not give up. And I want you to say it out loud, because you're saying it to God, you're saying it to the devil, you're saying it to yourself, and you're saying it to others around here. I will not give up. I want you to make a public declaration like Ezekiel prophesied over the dead homes. You are declaring over your own future. So I'm going to say it with you. Are we ready?
Yes.
So we're going to say, I will not give up. At the count of three. One, two, three.
I will not give up.
That was great, but I want you to do it with a bit more feeling. Are you ready?
Yes.
And a bit more volume. One, two, three.
I will not give up.
Jesus, I pray for every man and woman with their hands in the air here, that they would not give up. Even though we thank you for the miracles gone by, can you say amen?
Amen.
We pray for the future, and we pray we would be not like the company who gave up halfway through, but we would keep on going to the glorious end. And so I pray that as we look over the dead in our lives, dead relationships, dead and dashed hopes, spiritual dryness, oh God, whatever it is, we lift that before you in the palms of our hands. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would keep us faithful to you, and we wait by faith for the breath from heaven that will breathe life and fullness into that which you have been forming so far. In the meantime, we say we will remain faithful. I need to hear an amen.
Amen.
And we trust you for the future. In Jesus' name, of God's people said,
amen.
We are blessed to have you with us. Let's pray a blessing over the week ahead. For your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. As you wake up, as you go to sleep, as you work, as you study, as you're with your family or friends, when you're on your own. May God's blessing be powerful.
Amen.
May his presence be tangible.
Amen.
May you have a smile on your face that comes from deep within your heart. Amen. And may you know the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
Every day and night and the week ahead.
Amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.